Now, boys and girls, last week, you remember, we thought about that time when our Lord Jesus Christ came all the way from Nazareth in order to be baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan. Those were marvelous scenes, really, that the Bible sets before us concerning the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. You remember the Bible tells us that after Jesus had come up out of the water, then the heavens were opened and the Holy Spirit came in the form of a dove and descended and rested upon Jesus Christ our Lord. And then, of course, the voice of the Father, God the Father, came out of heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Now, what the baptism of Jesus really was this. It was the beginning of all the work of our salvation that Jesus had come into this world to do. Sometimes you'll hear us speaking about the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that means everything that Jesus Christ is in all his person, who he is and so forth. And then we also speak about the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that means, of course, everything that Jesus Christ did in order to bring salvation to everyone who would believe in him. We speak about the person of Christ and we speak about the work of Christ. And when you think about Jesus being baptized at the River Jordan, the Holy Spirit coming upon him, the voice of God speaking out of heaven and saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased," really what it is really the beginning of the work of our salvation that Christ had come to do. Now then, the very first thing that we're told about Jesus doing after he was baptized in Jordan and the Holy Spirit came upon him and the voice of God spoke out of heaven was this, that he was immediately taken into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, to be tempted by the devil for 40 days and 40 nights. Our Lord Jesus Christ didn't eat any food during those 40 days and 40 nights, and he was hungry, the Bible says. But he had gone into the wilderness there so that he might be tempted by the devil. Now, when he did that, why was that the first thing that Jesus did in his work in coming to save our souls? Well, remember this. Remember that what happened right at the beginning in the Garden of Eden was this, that our first parents, as we say, Adam and Eve, were tempted by the devil. And of course, when they were tempted by the devil, they fell to the devil's temptations. You see, the devil tempts God's people very often, tempts people, in fact, very often as well. When we stand against the devil's temptations, that's good. But when we don't stand against the devil's temptations, then we speak about falling to the devil's temptations. And in the Garden of Eden, when the devil came tempting Eve and tempting Adam through Eve, then they disobeyed God and they fell. So the very first thing that happened was this, that our first parents were tempted, they disobeyed God, they failed, they became sinners, and the Bible tells us, of course, that we are all sinners. Now you see why Jesus came, and the very first thing that he came to do was this, he came to fight against the devil who tempted our first parents. He came to be tempted by the devil. And of course, although Jesus was tempted by the devil, Jesus didn't fall to the devil's temptations. He stood against the devil. And when Jesus stood against the devil, that was the first thing you would say that he was doing for us as our Savior. We fail and fall against the devil's temptations, but our Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, he stood against the devil's temptations. The Bible tells us that there were three temptations that Jesus had at that time from the devil. First of all, the devil came to him, and because he was hungry, of course, the devil said to him, "Now, if you're the Son of God, command that the stones here in the desert be made bread." You see what he was saying? He's saying, if you're really the Son of God, you remember what the Father said out of heaven? He said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." You know, it's a startling thing, boys and girls, to think that there at the temptation of our Lord Jesus Christ, the devil, in some way or other, was right there. The devil can't be every place at all times. He can't be that. But there are times when the devil himself is present at some things in this world, And we're led to believe then that at the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, the devil was there. And when God the Father spoke out of heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son," now the devil, you see, comes remembering those words, and he says to Jesus, "Now if you are the Son of God, prove it. Command that these stones be made bread." And our Lord Jesus Christ, of course, replied to the devil, and he said, "It is written in the Word of God that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." And Jesus knew that God, his Father, would keep him. Even though he was hungry, he knew that he would keep him and strengthen him. Then we're told that the devil then took the Lord up into a high mountain, and he showed him, as it were, all the kingdoms of the world. And he said, "Now, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world if you will bow down and worship me." That was a real hard temptation, was it not? But our Lord Jesus Christ turned and he said, "No, it is written that thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." There is no other God. There is no one else that we must worship except the Lord our God. And then finally, he took him up into the roof of the temple in Jerusalem, it says, or did it in that way, so that they were, as it were, on the roof of the temple. And he said, "Now, if you're the Son of God, throw yourself down from the roof of the temple, because you'll not hurt yourself if you do that. Because the Bible says that God will send his angels, and they will bear you up. They will lift you up before you smash yourself to the ground." And isn't that a strange thing? You see what our Lord Jesus Christ has done, boys and girls. You see how he has fought against the devil. He has quoted God's word. He has said what it says in the Bible. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Now the devil comes, and the devil says, as it were, "Well, it's written this way as well." And the devil takes the Bible and quotes the Bible, says what's in the Bible to Jesus. But he didn't really say what was in the Bible, because he missed out some very important words. Because that psalm that he says to Jesus, that he will send his angels to bear you up, the Bible also says in that psalm, "to keep thee in all thy ways." And our Lord Jesus Christ knew that it was as he kept in the way of God, doing what God had said, then he could depend on God's word. He wasn't to be, it's a big word, he wasn't to be presumptuous. None of us are to be presumptuous that God will do us good if we don't do what God says. And so our Lord Jesus Christ then turns to the devil again, and he says, but it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So you see the temptation. You see why the first thing that Jesus did in his work in saving our souls, he went to fight against the devil, the one who tempted our first parents at the beginning. And what did they do with what God said, with God's word? They disobeyed God's word. But our Lord Jesus Christ, you see, over and over again, he keeps God's word. He says, "It is written, it is written, it is written again." And if ever we will stand against the temptations of the devil, boys and girls, first of all, having Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, the one who has overcome the devil for us, the only way we will stand against the devil as well is with God's word in our hearts and on our minds, and sometimes on our lips even, when the devil comes to tempt us. "Get thee behind me, Satan," we have to say many, many times. And we take God's word and we use God's word against him. So the Lord has come. Now he has been baptized. The Spirit of God has come. The voice of the Father has said, "This is my beloved Son." And the very first thing that Jesus does is this. He enters into the place of temptation and he overcomes the tempter, the devil, on our behalf. You make sure, boys and girls, that you have Jesus Christ the Savior fighting all your battles, and you depend on him alone for the salvation of your soul.